only the government-owned Zimbabwe United Passenger Company, or ZUPCO, is allowed to operate and carry passengers. Other operators are required to join ZUPCO if they want to resume operations. But some are back on the roads illegally. Tawanda Mushonga is a Harare resident. He explains his experience using public transport recently.
On Tuesday, the 9th of March 2021, I was in Kuwaza. I wanted to go to Machu Picchu. There are no ZUPCO combis or ZUPCO buses that connects from Kuwazana to Machu Picchu. So they are usually illegal commuter omnibuses plying that route. So I boarded a commuter omnibus that was not registered under ZUPCO.
He says he wasn't aware that he and other commuters were breaking the law.
As we moved from Kuwazana, two female police officers dressed in civilian attire boarded that combi. As they boarded, they said that we were all under arrest, including our driver.
He would spend the better part of the day in custody as the passengers were charged with failing to observe social distancing and aiding the illegal operation of private-owned public transport. Mushonga was later fined and released. David Goliati is the president of the Passengers Association of Zimbabwe.
We are still facing massive transport problems in most cities and towns in Zimbabwe. Since the government lifted the lockdown, public transporters are still grounded. The government is using a state instrument banning other private players who are not registered with the ZUPCO franchise. Most citizens are using private vehicles, which are pirate taxis and also lorries, which are not safe. Most commuters are being robbed at night or in the morning.
Mushonga says ZUPCO is always overwhelmed. What's worse, he says, is that citizens have to spend their productive hours in queues waiting for ZUPCO buses. Critics say the huge demand for transport is testament to government's failure to meet it. In the past, government has said public transport by private operators was a nuisance in the central business district, and giving ZUPCO the mandate would help solve that, as well as ensure social distancing and sanitizing of vehicles. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zvinavashe from Harare.